I'm Georgie Crawford.
And I'm Claire Solon. Welcome to Soul Sisters, the podcast with life lessons and laughter.
Soul Sisters is a Good Glow production brought to you this season with thanks to Malfi Gin, your ticket to the Amalfi Coast.
Malfi Gin comes in three tasty flavours: a burst of Italian blood orange with con arancia, a zesty lemon gin with con limon, or a delicate grapefruit gin with rosa.
Experience La Dolce Vita with Malfi Gin. Always drink responsibly. Visit drinkaware.ie.
Hi everyone, welcome to Soul Sisters, the podcast. I've been listening to Oprah Winfrey all week. Apologies if I slip into Oprah.
So, how are you?
I'm good, actually. I'm recovering from my head cold / chesty situation. How are you?
I'm good. I've had an eventful week, Claire. And, you know, there's certain things that I'm like, should I share this? Should I not share this? But I always think that it's a really safe space on Soul Sisters and we get so much support from the listeners that I feel okay to share this. So I have had a week of ups and downs, Claire, and mad kind of feeling of gratitude for my life and for Pia. Pia's first tooth was falling out yesterday, right? And she was sitting on the couch. I was watching a movie. And I was just lying there thinking of my six embryos in Ukraine. So remember back in February when our embryo transfer didn't take place and our embryos were rescued out of Kiev and brought to Slovakia. And I found out this information on Facebook. Then we found out that our embryos were brought back to Ukraine. So when we were thinking of starting our surrogacy journey again, I thought we'd be using our Dublin embryos, not our embryos that are in Ukraine. So it kind of, in a weird way, said goodbye to whoever that baby was that was supposed to be transferred on the 21st of February. So in the last couple of weeks, those embryos have come back into our life. Like, our new clinic is telling us, no, you can use those embryos. We can go and get them for you. So we have found someone who is willing to go to Kiev, rescue our embryos again, bring them to Slovakia and then transfer them to our new clinic. So those embryos and that baby that I thought I'd said goodbye to are now back in the picture. And I just cannot get my head around it. I feel like such a connection to these embryos and to know this week that we're going to get them back and, you know, most likely use them. I just keep thinking of that baby and going, how am I going to feel when I'm going to this country to, you know, meet my baby, meet our surrogate mother who, you know, we don't know who she is yet. But to just think that that journey is waiting for me next year, I fully believe it's going to happen.
It's like a movie, this story. I really struggle to imagine these tiny, tiny little embryos just on a journey bigger than most humans will ever take.
I know. And who is this? Who is that baby? You know, and like, imagine how we're going to feel when we meet that baby.
Is that in the book?
I haven't written this into the book yet, but it is going in if I can find a way to articulate it.
Yeah, or maybe this is book two all on its own.
Yeah.
Wow.
To know that there is people in the world that are willing to do these things for other people, that blows my mind. Like, our new clinic, we're just so reassuring and just saying, yeah, you know, I'm going to find a way to go get those embryos for you. And I was like, oh my God. Saying goodbye on the Zoom call on Friday, I was just bawling, crying. I just couldn't believe the kindness of people.
Yeah. But you realize, don't you, we talked before we came on to start recording briefly about Richard E. Grant and him finding pockets of happiness in his day. If you didn't see him on the Late Late Show, watch it back, because I'm going to watch it back myself after this. But it's, you realize, don't you, when you walk this journey of life, that really the most important things are the human connection and what we can do for each other and our lives, not the materialism, not who we are, not what we succeed in doing. It's just the simple things. It's just the being. We're human beings.
And Claire, if we could just connect with that when we feel low, you know, when you feel like work things aren't going your way and you feel like disconnected, but actually when you look around, there is so much good in people.
I got this when I was listening to PJ Gallagher's podcast with Jim McCabe this week. And I think you're going to mention it later on in your recommends, right? Mm-hmm. But I got that exact feeling when I was listening to him, because he was talking about the fear he had about telling his employer or losing his job, when actually he was on the brink of a mental health breakdown. And isn't it mad? And Jim McCabe was saying to him, I just couldn't believe that you kept saying to me you were worried about your job.
And sorry, Claire, just before you go on, for those of you who don't know what happened with PJ Gallagher, he's a comedian in Ireland. He shared this week that for the first 11 weeks of the year, he was in St. Pat's getting help for his mental health. And he's bravely come out and shared his story this week.
I remember, so it's 10 years since my life came to an abrupt halt. I lost my job. The radio show that I worked on with Aidan Power was pulled off air after 2 years, and a relationship I thought would go the distance was over. And I can remember at the time being so fearful when I heard that the show was over. I was so fearful of telling my parents I didn't have a job anymore.
Was that your first concern?
Yeah, they were in America. My mum and dad were driving the Pacific Coast Highway on like what would be a, you know, holiday of a lifetime for them. And I found out, and I just immediately, of course, was worried myself that I had no job and therefore no identity, but also then telling the people in my life that I didn't have a job. And like, what we have to remember, when I was listening to PJ, I feel really emotional talking about this now. Like listening to PJ, like you can go anywhere in Dublin City, or I can do it in London, and I can get a job anywhere. I can get a job doing anything to make money, to get money coming in. You know, the most important thing is that you sit there and you look at your life, and if you have a support system of people around you, which thankfully PJ did, and I did at the time, if you have people and you have your health, if your job leaves you and your life takes a completely different turn, like just step back for a moment and say, I know this feels so shit, but it's happened for a reason. Because there's something more important that needs to be dealt with. For PJ, it was his mental health. And looking back, for me, it was my mental health. I was in a bubble of just existing, you know, hamster wheel stuff. And it all came to an abrupt end to save me and to point me in the right direction. So now, 10 years later, I'm listening to PJ in the whole of my health and the whole of my mental health. And I'm able to say, thank God for that little life quake. Thank God that everything stopped when it did, because now I'm a happier version and a better version of me.
So much has come up for me. So first of all, when you say, you know, I was existing, I think you were surviving. You were surviving in that job.
Yeah.
And, you know, when I think of PJ and I see that this terrible thing has happened to him, I can also see that he's been chosen now to spread a message. Mm-hmm. And I would say that he has already saved a life this weekend, for being so brave and what he's done. So that rock bottom moment has put him on a new path. And your rock bottom moment put you on a new path, Claire.
Yes.
So it's about trusting that And also, I think something else that came up for me when you were speaking there is, and I have to do this all the time because the good glow is like my beating heart, but I am not the good glow. I need to separate myself from what I do, and who I be is more important than what I do. So every day I have to actively make an effort to separate myself from that and to realize that if something goes wrong within the good glow, that is not a reflection of me.
It's exactly. Something's not gone wrong in you. Something's gone wrong in your business. And the reason things go wrong is so that you can do them right. You can fix them. The first conversation I had with the first life coach in 2012 was one of those conversations that will stick with me for my whole life. And she said, "Who are you outside of your job? What is your identity?" And I did exactly what I'm doing right now. I just sat there and cried. I didn't have any self-esteem or self-worth in who I was because I didn't know. All I knew was that I needed to show up for that job. And when that red light went on, you put on your game face and you be who the people want you to be. And I've lived a life of people pleasing. I've served other people for my whole life. And it's been really difficult to look in the mirror and see that. And I think it's really common among women, you know, because we are encouraged, raised to be very outward facing. But I encourage you now to turn inward and ask yourself before you make any decisions, how do I feel about the next move on the board? Not how my mother feels or how my partner feels or how my boss will feel. How do I feel? So I'm going to take you back to babies for a moment, because last Sunday afternoon, I spent 2.5 hours talking to a friend, an old, old friend of mine, a girl I was in school with, and I used to spend every afternoon sitting in Deer Park with, in our uniforms, smoking cigarettes. So a mutual friend of ours had told me about what was going on for this girl. And I thought to myself, I need to reconnect with her. But I didn't want to lead with that because, you know, it's her own business. And so I reached out to her and I sent her a DM and I said, "Claire, you're on my mind. How are you?" And she came back and she was like, "Oh, I think you've probably heard my news, have you?" And I said, "Yeah, I've heard your news and I'm in a kind of a similar position to you. So I'd love to hear more." So Claire is single. Claire is 41, maybe 42. And Claire is just about to give birth. Claire decided a couple of years ago that she was going to go it alone. And as a single woman, she was going to check out her options and become a mother. Now, when we started this podcast, which was when?
January
2022. So we're coming up to a year. I think in the first series of this podcast, I know we talked about me being single and my ambitions to become, my dreams of becoming a mother. And I suppose nearly a year later, I have spent a lot of time thinking about whether this is right for me, whether me becoming a mum is my own dream and desire, or perhaps the dreams and desires of the people around me. And in the last 3 months, I've been working with my mentor and coach, and we've had conversations where he has asked me directly, "Do you see yourself as a mother? do you want to become a mum? And actually, at the moment, I've made the decision that I don't want to become a parent. And that probably I'm getting very wrapped up in being a woman and what society deems the next step for a woman is. So I'm happily sitting here, happy and so much more relaxed in myself that I am not like hunting at bus stops for a man who's going to become my partner and then the father of my children. It's just taken the shackles off me, and I feel like the world has opened up for me again. So when I heard about my friend Claire, I thought it's important for me to check in though and listen to Claire's experience and see maybe if this potentially would be for me. So Claire, I sat in the park on a bench and Claire told me...
Having a cigarette.
No cigarettes this time. 25 years later, thank God, no cigarettes. And listened to Claire as she told me about going to the European Sperm Bank, choosing the father of her child, what the process is like. Like, you get to basically know these donors, what they do, all. Like, Claire was saying, you actually get to know more about donors than perhaps we do in marriages and partnerships. Like, she could track back his ancestry, you know, what job he does, what he likes to do socially, his relationship history. And she then went about the process of having a baby. And it wasn't easy. You know, she had to go to very dark spaces and dark places in her mind to say, you know, the hormones, the process, the money. But the bottom line for Claire is, Claire's got loads of nieces and nephews, and she was always destined to be a mum. And she realised, as many of us do who are single, that why wait? Why must you wait for somebody else to come in and allow you to get to the next stage of life? And you know what's really interesting as well? Claire was telling me some of the best feedback that she's gotten from people and the most congratulatory feedback she's got is from men. And I just thought that was so lovely to hear. Like, the lads are like, go on, Claire, that's brilliant. Congratulations. I'm so delighted for you. Good on you. Because it takes courage and it takes bravery and it takes discipline to follow your dream and to know what you want and to follow it.
One of the most interesting questions you can ask yourself is, who am I not? Because we ask ourselves, who am I all the time? What do I want? What do I need to get this? Or society tells us we need a mansion, we need a husband, we need the kids, we need the. But actually stop for a moment and ask yourself, what do I actually want and what do I not want? And then you can set yourself free.
Do you know what's mad about that, Georgie? That was one of the things that I had planned to talk about on Soul Sisters in the next couple of weeks. The most difficult question you can ask yourself, what do I not want? I want to say to people out there, anything in life that you want to do and you have a passion for and you want to pursue, find somebody in your network of friends, associates at work, contact them, ask them, can you speak to them about their experience? It's life coaching 101. Find that person who's doing that thing that you want to emulate. Connect with them. You'll have a lovely conversation and you'll gain some great wisdom.
So come here, DJ Solon. I had a bit of an argument in my DMs.
Uh-oh.
Only joking. One of the Soul Sisters reached out to me and said, Georgie, after last week, I was talking about putting my potatoes in the microwave. I was talking about listening to Macklemore songs. And she said, Georgie, you need to throw out your microwave And it's not Macklemore, it's Macklemore. And I said, thank you, Soul Sister. I will. You're right. I need to throw out my microwave. But you are wrong. It's Macklemore. I said, I'm going to ask Claire because Claire is the DJ. Claire's been on radio and Claire will have the answer. So settle it for us, Claire. Is it Macklemore or Macklemore?
DJ Claire Solon was at the time, in fact, told, don't get it wrong. It's Macklemore, not Macklemore. For the last couple of weeks, I have been giving you songs that I've been listening to that have really boosted me, like good vibe songs.
Mm.
Would you like it this week?
Yes. Yes. I'm so excited. What's it going to be? I think I know. Is it something you posted on Instagram already this week?
No, it isn't actually. No. This song is by a girl called Andra Day. And it's called Rise Up. It is one of the, so the best time you can listen to this song is if your day or your week has just taken an unexpected turn and you feel like you've fallen off your perch and you're like, oh no, I can't believe it. This song is just like, it's a celebration of facing down a challenge and rising up in the face of it.
So what's her name again?
Andra Day. A-N-D-R-A. Day.
Andra Day. Rise Up. Okay. Thanks, DJ.
So I'm proud to say that I may have taken tentative steps towards breaking my online shopping habit. I am ashamed to say that there have been periods of my life, and I'm just coming out of one at the moment, where the doorbell goes and a package is handed to me and I have no idea what's in it. It's either something from Amazon, which, you know, is generally the functional purchase, like a sieve, or, you know, I now have started buying things like Vanish in bulk from Amazon. And or it's a purchase from one of the big department stores, John Lewis or Zara or whatever. So anyway, I made a pact with myself that I need to stop. And I would like to tell you all that it is 1 week since I heard ding dong. No packages have arrived all week. And it feels, I feel free.
See, I wonder, are you ordering packages for company? Do you know the sort of way for the like, oh, something's arrived on my doorstep, or maybe you need to invite people over more than packages, Claire.
Yeah, because I'm on the brink of saying to the delivery man, do you want to come in for a cuppa? So you're right, I do. I do need to have more people around. Well, I was just going to say, so I had to really interrogate the process to find out if or not my addictive personality was being triggered by this pastime. And sure enough, a bit like I was on dating apps, rather than when I get a match going into the inbox and finding out about the person, I was moving on to see what's next. And that's the same as when I buy clothes. I don't look at my wardrobe and say, I'm going to put this shirt with this pair of trousers today. I look on many of the platforms that now, of course, target me with the latest fashion. And I go, oh my God, knitwear. I really need that blue polo neck. And I added to the yellow polo neck, black polo neck, cream polo neck and green polo neck, which are in my wardrobe. So I've stepped back. And I'm now, honestly, with only 5 to 7 days of this, I'm now looking at my wardrobe and saying, oh, I'm living in the now and looking at what I have rather than looking out and saying what I need or I want.
And this is so interesting because my sister-in-law Kira gave herself a target of 6 things per year, and her 2 children were getting christened last Sunday and she said to me, I've reached my six, I can't buy anything new for it. And she arrived at the christening in the most beautiful vintage dress. I was like, where did you get that? And she was like, oh, it's my Nana's. And all she did was add sleeves to it. She had these like see-through sleeve things that she had in her wardrobe underneath the dress. And she looked like you could, $1 million. So if you go rooting, you never know what you might find.
That is absolutely inspiring. Six things in a year. Like I'm probably six things a month.
Are you? That's bad. See, I think because you were saying this to me about your online shopping last week and I said I'd never do online shopping and I think you've passed it on to me because I can't stop looking up those walking pads for my computer that I want to turn my desk into a walking desk.
Sorry?
Yeah, I think I'm going to get one.
It's like being on a treadmill in the gym doing work. Okay, so if you're interested in what Google says, is a walking desk a good idea? Scientific research shows that treadmill desks or walking desks are an excellent way to increase the activity rate. The results were very satisfactory, not to say beyond my expectations, says some loser.
If I'm doing something that I can do in my sleep, like editing. So, you know, like if I'm writing something, I need like full attention. But if I'm editing, it's just, I do other things while I'm editing at times. So I think that I would be able to walk and edit at the same time.
But do you like think about your body for a second? Just think about your body. Just give your body a little consideration. Like you're doing one thing with your mind and your body's doing something else.
Yeah, that is busy.
You know, it's a distraction nightmare to me. Like it's a huge overload of the senses. But then for someone who operates at a very high level, clearly by doing two things at once most of her life, perhaps, you know, it's not for me.
I'm going to look into it. This season of Soul Sisters is brought to you with thanks to Malfi Gin. And you went to that party yesterday that none of your friends were invited to. We were talking a couple of weeks ago. You sent a WhatsApp message to a group of friends and said, hey, are you going to this party? And they were like, we weren't invited. So how was the party?
Well, I went along and I must say I felt a bit anxious going along, obviously, because I was thinking, It could be just me on the dance floor with a drink in my hand. And that wasn't the case. There were actually a couple of people who I knew there. But I made my way to the bar when I first arrived and I glanced up at all of the bottles displayed behind the bar. And I immediately thought of Soul Sisters because there, like a shining beacon in the middle of them all, was Malfi Gin. So I got myself a beautiful Con Limón Malfi Gin and Tonic. And I had a great time at the party.
Oh, good to hear it, Claire. Always drink responsibly. Visit drinkaware.ie.
So for recommends this week, I want to continue to highlight great services and businesses being set up by Irish women. And off the back of my story about my friend Claire going it alone in parenthood, I wanted to highlight Frollo, which is an online hub for single parents set up by a girl called Zoe Desmond, who became a single parent herself a couple of years ago and realized how alone you are, literally. You know, you might bump into other parents in the playground or, you know, through your friendship group, but she really sat down and thought about how she could connect like-minded people and what a benefit that would be. So she set up Frollo for single parents to find each other and bond and connect. And then she's also set up Frollo Dating. And this is the one that really struck me because online dating is hell. And I can imagine for single parents, it must be such a minefield because you're going on there and you want to represent you and your kid as much as possible. But you're also probably finding yourself maybe not being as honest about your situation as you want it to be. You know, like that, certainly from my point of view, online dating, am I really me? Or was I really me when I was on there? No. I was always trying to put out a version of what I thought people wanted. So check out, if you're a single parent, check out Frollo in your app store and be you and celebrate your life and single parenting.
Oh, I love that, Claire. So I'm going to recommend the podcast we were talking about earlier, PJ Gallagher with his co-host Jim McCabe. It's called A Special Glory Days, PJ Gallagher's story. So basically, you know, as we said at the start of the podcast, PJ has been through a tough time. He went on this podcast and told his story in full. And something that I thought was so interesting from this podcast was that PJ says he was saved by women.
Yes.
So his ex-wife, Elaine, his friend, Stephanie Preisner, who I was chatting to on Friday, turns out Stephanie Preisner is a soul sister. She's just had a baby. So if you're listening, Stephanie, hello. We're big fans and we're so inspired by women like you who do extraordinary things for other people. And Stephanie Preisner was there for her friend at 4 a.m. in the morning and she drove PJ to hospital and she saved his life. It's so inspiring. And as is PJ's story when he says that, you know, all of these women helped him out of that hole that he was in. And we are so glad that he's okay. So I will leave a link for both of our recommends in the episode show notes.
Brill. And just on that, as women, we have a superpower, which is empathy and the ability to connect and be kind. So take a leaf out of Stephanie's book. And if there's anybody in your life who you just have that feeling like your intuition is tingling going, I don't know if that person is okay. Ask them. Give them the opportunity. Particularly if it's men, because they do struggle to share. Ask them, are they okay? Would they like to have a chat? And, you know, just save lives. This week, I am going, so Nick Grimshaw presents the podcast that I produce at work, and he has just brought out a book called Soft Lad, which is his memoir. And this evening, I am going to an evening with Nick Grimshaw. So he and Makita Oliver are going to be talking about the book and just having fun in a venue in Dalston. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Lots of book energy around at the moment. You know, we were talking about Richard E. Grant on The Late Late Show and his new book and how he finds a pocket of happiness in every day. And I'm really looking forward to Nick's book, actually, because I'm a big fan of Nick Grimshaw. He's special.
He is.
Speaking of books.
She's going to be walking and writing and walking and writing and walking.
I am currently trying to come up with the name of my book. We're thinking about the cover, and apart from that, I need to write it. So I miss, my deadline was September sometime. Now I know deadlines aren't real. When they tell you, they know that you're not going to meet it. So my new deadline is November. Now I need to find a place, Claire, where I can go and write, because I'm like, do I go, like, just go and sit in a coffee shop? Like, how long is it acceptable to sit in a coffee shop for? Do you just order every once an hour or something? I need to find somewhere to go and I don't know where to go, because what I do know is that I can no longer ride in my house because there's just too many distractions.
No, don't take yourself too far away, but just find yourself, like, here's just, okay, close your eyes for a moment and imagine. I think actually, doesn't your mother-in-law have a place in Britis?
Yeah, I could go there.
Yeah. So that's sea air and coastal vibe, I think, is really great for creativity. You've created the space in your life so that you can write. And all you need now is to take yourself out of a familiar place. If you're anything like me, if you go to a coffee shop, you'll get so distracted by everybody else in the coffee shop that it may be counterproductive.
Mm. Like, it's like I need to go somewhere for 4 days just to get a big bulk of it done.
So could you do one day, like drive, because you don't really want to stay overnight. Could you drive down and drive back up and then do that 4 times?
Yeah, I need to. I have to.
And also, don't think about all of it like at once. Just say to yourself, tomorrow, make a plan. I'm going to get 500 or 1500 or 5,000 words done. That's how you look at it. Break down. Oh, will we leave with a thought?
Oh, yeah. I loved that last week.
I have taken a picture of a few things. So I have something from the Secret app. I just wanted to leave you with this thought that really changed my day the other day. You are a magnet. When you become a magnet of wealth, you attract wealth. When you become a magnet of health, you attract health. When you become a magnet of love, you attract love. When you become a magnet of joy, you attract joy. You must become the magnet of whatever it is you want to bring it to you. Magnet first, manifestation second. So what I deemed from this was, if you are happy, if you are joyful, if you look at yourself in the mirror and say, I feel healthy, if you say, I have money in the bank, I can pay my bills, therefore I am wealthy, that goes out into the universe and more of that comes to you. Be a magnet. Word to your mother.
That was inspiring. Thank you so much. I need to figure out now what sort of magnet I want to be. I think it's for good health.
Yeah. So you just think about what you need and then become a magnet for that.
Well, thank you so much for listening to Soul Sisters this week. We don't know if we're coming back next week.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. Oh, Jesus.
Well, I think we should, shouldn't we?
Ah, yeah, we'll do it. We'll come back next week.